Now, in just a few days, it will be easier for foreigners to find work here in the Czech Republic, or at least for some of them. The Czech authorities have issued a list of 12 countries whose citizens will be eligible for the Czech Green Card, which combines work and residence permits. Most Czech employers welcome the new provision, as they hope it will make the Czech labour market more accessible. But the choice of the countries included on the Green Card list has raised eyebrows. Jan Richter reports.
As of January 2009, citizens of Australia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Canada, Croatia, Japan, Macedonia, Montenegro, New Zealand, Serbia, South Korea, Ukraine and the United States will find it easier to get a job in the Czech Republic. Czech authorities have come up with a new system under which these countries' nationals will be able to apply for a green card, a document which will grant them work and residence permits. I asked Jana Žihová, spokesman for the Labour Ministry, what the choice of countries eligible for the green card program was based on.
Green cards are meant for foreign workers from the countries out of the European Union, which are on the list of the Ministry of Internal Affairs. And this list was based on security, political and sanitary criteria. So these are the criteria.
One of the largest ethnic minorities in the Czech Republic is the Vietnamese community, but Vietnam was left out of the list. Why was that?
Well, simply said, Vietnam unfortunately didn't meet all the given criteria, especially the criteria regarding the security factor.
Czech employers welcome the new provision, as there are currently some 100,000 job vacancies on Czech labour market. But the choice of the countries selected for the new program has raised doubts and even criticism, especially the omission of Vietnam. Marcel Winter is the head of the Czech Vietnamese Association.
This decision will harm hundreds of Czech employers who are waiting for skilled Vietnamese metal toolers, welders, locksmiths, mechanics, bricklayers, miners, and other professionals.
But the authorities say the list of countries included in the program might change in the future. There will be three kinds of green cards. University graduates might apply for a card valid for up to 3 years. Other permits will expire in 2 years. All those interested in obtaining a green card will have to apply at Czech embassies and consulate in their own countries. But with most of the EU plunging into recession, the question is whether there will be a significant number of jobs available for foreigners in the coming months. Jana Žihová of the Labour Ministry says the number of green cards to be issued in 2009 will entirely depend on demand.
This again depends on employers' behaviour. The fact is that we noted a certain drop of foreign workers who usually lose their jobs first in these kind of situations. On the other hand, it is difficult to foresee further progress. The number of workers will probably drop in some branches of industry, but in others the situation can be opposite.
Jana Žihová, the Labour Ministry spokeswoman, ending that report by Jan Richter.